Mystery Babylon is Rome's United Nations, Satan's Government, written by Tony Lamo, 2011. Mystery Babylon is not modern-day Iraq. Today's Mystery Babylon, spoken of in the Book of Revelation, is Rome. The old, original Babylon, of which Nebuchadnezzar was king, spoken of in a number of books in the Bible, including Daniel and Jeremiah, no longer exists. It is long gone. The Book of Daniel explains how God used the Medes and the Persians to destroy ancient Babylon because of all her sins. In the Book of Daniel, chapter 2, a vision of Babylon's demise was given to King Nebuchadnezzar, which he couldn't remember. But God also gave the same vision to the prophet Daniel, which makes the vision very supernatural and very true. In this dream vision, God showed Nebuchadnezzar the four worldly kingdoms of the earth and how they would all come to an end. The fifth and final kingdom would come and smash the four previous worldly kingdoms to pieces and then blow them away in the wind. Then the fifth kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, would reign forever and ever. The serpent, that great red dragon, the devil, is deceiving everyone in the world by drawing their attention away from Rome and the United Nations, which are controlled by the spirit of the devil. Thus saith the Lord. God calls this monster Babylon and Mystery Babylon the Great. In the books of Daniel and Revelation, we see the perfect description of Rome, who controls the entire world government, the UN, the puppet presidents, kings, queens, most government officials, banks, judges, prosecutors, many lawyers, all secular political parties, the Roman Catholic Church cult, all the cults who have joined her, and the United Council of Churches. All these rely on the devil for their wicked direction. Mystery Babylon is today's Babylon, covertly used by the devil to deceive the whole world. We know that the following scriptures have to do with the very last days because Revelation chapter 16 speaks of the seven angels with the seven vials of the seven last plagues, including the vial of judgment poured out on the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed on their tongues for pain. Revelation 16, verse 10. Revelation 17, verses 1 through 2 states, "And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, John, saying unto me, Come here, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore, Rome, that sits upon many waters, many nations, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, sin, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine, the very worst, of her fornication, sins. Many people of the earth who don't know God, who is our comforter, have become depressed and are given drugs to dumb them down so they will forget Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Scriptures, and their own souls. They then have been introduced to all forms of sin, which are promoted, such as drugs, alcohol, murder, called abortion, homosexuality, lesbianism, pornography, fornication, adultery, denial of or hatred against God, and blasphemy against God's word, which is the only guidance for mankind to enter heaven. When people lose faith in God and his word, they will become depressed and they will sin. The word states, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5, verse 4. No one who has sin on their soul will be able to enter heaven. They will instead spend eternity tormented in the lake of fire. Eternity is forever and ever. The inhabitants of the earth have been overcome, made dizzy, drunk, because they have received all of the sinful filth from the great whore, Mystery Babylon, Rome's UN, and the very deceptive devil. Jesus' disciple John wrote, So he, the angel, carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman, the whore, sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, Rome's one world beast government, which does whatever Rome directs and is, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman, the false prophetess, which is Rome, she who gets her power from the devil, was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, which are the Vatican's colors, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations, the worst of sins, and filthiness of her fornication, sins. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Revelation 17, verses 3 through 5. And I saw the woman, the Vatican, the Roman Catholic cult, drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I, John, wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, the whore, the false prophet, and of the beast, the devil's government, that carries her, which has the deceptive power of the devil's spirit, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast, government, that you saw was a kingdom at the time of Jesus, and is not. When Rome collapsed, it was burned, but in the last days it shall be revived as it is now, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. The devil comes out of hell to give his demonic power to Rome to revive it, and go into perdition, vast sin worldwide. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder at the satanic power the devil has to kill, destroy, deceive, and blaspheme, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was Rome and is not. Rome was burned and destroyed, and yet is. Satan has been given power again, this time blasphemous, demonic world power. And here is the mind that has wisdom. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman, the whore, sits. Revelation 17, verses 6 through 9. Rome is situated upon seven hills and is known as the city of the seven hills or mountains. The Vatican, which is the seat of the beast, hiding behind contrived shows of holiness and all her worldwide branches of oppression and wickedness, will force everyone on the earth to take a mark in their right hand or forehead. Without it, buying and selling will be forbidden. But this mark will damn your soul to hell. Scripture warns, and there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, sins. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest, day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Revelation 14, verses 8 through 11. The Lord said that even the very elect would be deceived, if possible. Matthew 24, verse 24. Even John, for a moment, was deceived. He marveled when he saw into the future and observed the widespread satanic world government's power to deceive. So be careful to stay in the Holy Spirit of God, in the Word of God. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast, or government, that was Rome, and is not, is burned. Even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goes into perdition, damnation, for a time he is given by the evil spirit of the devil the power to rule until Christ destroys him, and when he comes, he must continue a short space of time. Revelation 17, verses 10 through 11. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom at that time, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast, Rome's demonic government. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, Rome's one world government. These shall make war with the Lamb, Jesus, and the Lamb, Jesus, shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said unto me, The waters which you saw, where the whore sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues, the seven continents, the whole world. And the ten horns which you saw upon the beast, Rome, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, Satan's one world government, until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman that you saw is that great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth. Revelation 17, verses 12 through 18. Again, this is not ancient Babylon. The word states of the beast, For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of the prophets, and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Revelation 18, verses 23 through 24. In God's mercy, he warns those in this false religion. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Revelation 18, verses 4 through 5. Daniel was given a vision of this fourth and final earthly kingdom. He stated, After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had ten horns. Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. Daniel asked for understanding of this beast. An angel explained the following to him. The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Daniel 7, 23 through 27. Much is said of these facts in the book of Jeremiah, especially in Jeremiah chapter 51. And Jeremiah said to Zechariah, When you come to Babylon and shall see and shall read all these words, then shall you say, O Lord, thou hast spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it shall be desolate forever. Jeremiah 51, verse 61. This prophecy came to pass, and ancient Babylon is no more. Rome tried to pump up old Babylon in an attempt to make it look like Mystery Babylon the Whore, thinking that the people of the world would be so utterly easy to deceive. However, it didn't work, except with a few individuals. Hebrews 6, verse 18 says, "By two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Jesus willingly laid down his life, suffered, and died for you. The Lord will always be with you and bless you if you will give your life to him. Jesus said, 'Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.'" Matthew 10, verse 28. We can confidently believe everything the Word of God says. Jesus is the Word of God, and he says, "You must be born again." John 3, verse 7. Please begin to obey him now by saying this prayer. "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed in my place on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know, because your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that you will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul, and I will show my thankfulness by doing as you command and sin no more.